You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Today, we're talking about commercial real estate and residential real estate. We're going to talk about international investment in that product type. We've got some great people here today. I want to first introduce our first group of guests. We've got Viviana Switelski. I never get that right. Vivian.
Jim, it's Switelski. Switelski. Like sweet as sugar. That's me.
That's you. And then we've got Francisco Aguilo.
Angulo.
I knew I'd get that wrong, too. They're both with Coldwell Banker Residential here in town, and they are also really big wigs here in the international real estate arena. Why don't you tell folks what you guys, what the international thing is that you guys do?
Well, first of all, I think you need to be tied to a good brand. And like myself and Vivian, we are both with Coldwell Banker, which we have 94% worldwide recognition. In addition, we have stepped in and belong to at a national level, local level, and state level, a lot of the committees that are global. In addition to that, we created in Miami the chapter for Asian Real Estate Association of America because Chinese and Japanese buyers are coming to Miami.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that because we had the Japanese buyers. That was like 20 years ago. So are the Chinese really coming? Because the Japanese, they came for a couple years and then they left.
Actually, there's maybe in 2 or 3 months, they're going to be coming the nonstop flight from major Asian cities to Miami. So they will not have any more of the hassles to be stopping in any of the cities such as San Francisco, LA. Now with the flow of Chinese students, for every student that comes, there is a house that is sold because their parents prefer to invest on their on a property that their son will be living for at least 5 years. And the best referrals are them.
Yeah, well, you know, that's really something interesting because we've heard all about this EB-5 stuff and everything else. And people don't realize that if somebody comes and they invest in a commercial deal, that they're still going to need a home.
I would say that's the second part. I think the influx that we're seeing here in Miami is that Chinese buyers are looking for single family homes. They are not. They don't like condos. They prefer homes because they like to touch the land.
Wow! So that's an incredible opportunity then for people that sell homes, but the condo market then won't see a real big pickup from them.
That probably will be once they start assimilating the culture. But I think probably for the second generations that are growing up in the U.S., going to universities here in the U.S. and especially Miami. That's something that will come along. But at the parents, they prefer to invest in a home, and they feel that it's a more secure investment than the condominiums.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, Vivian, what are you doing with the international investing groups?
Well, for me, it's all about, again, name recognition. So Coldwell Banker is the perfect place for me. In addition, I come from an international background, so I'm very involved with international organizations such as ADIA and also FIAPSI, which is the International Federation of Realtors, and I'm developing a fantastic network of both clientele and brokers around the world, and they're sending their clients to me here in Miami.
Well, that sounds like a fabulous thing. So getting involved in the trade group has really helped your business. How about some of the ways that you're growing your business beyond just the international and networking? How do you get the properties to them?
Well, there is, in Coldwell Banker, we have what we call the feature agent branding. And basically we have more than 725 websites. So every time that we bring a listing to the MLS, those properties or listings are going around the globe through the internet. In addition, like Vivian says, we are members of ARIA, the Asian Real Estate Association of America, the Greater Miami chapter. And we get the flow through them, not only to the Asian countries, but to the rest of the nation to bring realtors to send us the referral of their clientele looking to Miami. Miami is a brand. Miami is a place to be. So there is no questions that even though that the market is a little slower than before, it's as strong as before.
So then do these folks come in and look for a particular neighborhood or what is this? How do they make their decision on where they are going to look to buy?
Well, if they have universities, obviously, they're going to try to go around the university surroundings. But they have been seen that they like to invest in Doral, for example, because there's a lot of single family homes, Coral Gables, Weston, and that's what they're looking for. I think the school and the university is a key factor, because if they're moving to the U.S., they want to be sure that their kids are well educated.
So then they're buying homes in places like Gainesville and Tallahassee?
I don't think so.
Okay, just but at the University of Miami, they'd be looking for here.
Yes.
Well, that's really great. Now, what type of home are they typically going to find? Maybe Viviana can tell me.
In my segment, of course, I'm dealing more with a luxury market. So, and many of my clients have come to Miami before. So they're looking for Coconut Grove and Coral Gables and Pinecrest. And, you know, they're looking in the range from, you know, $1 million up. Again, important to schools also, the proximity of schools. And as I wanted to mention also that we're also actively going abroad and seeking out clients. So I traveled to South America. I traveled to Argentina, Brazil. And I was in MIPIM, which is the largest commercial real estate show in the world, representing actually the USA at the NAR Miami booth. So I had people coming up to me and telling them about Miami, and these people are now contacting me and looking for real estate in Miami.
So then you're a great conduit for international buyers or people that are looking to market to international buyers.
Exactly.
Wow, that's really, really cool. Now, how do you guys build your businesses? I guess you run some offices, don't you?
No, actually, the office that we have in Coral Gables, we are about 220 agents.
And how do you attract and service that many folks? And are they mostly international, or how does that work?
Well, those are realtors that we have at the office.
Uh-huh.
And so I think what we need to see is that each of them, they have to brand themselves. Mm-hmm. And well, Vivian and myself, we have a specialized is the international buyers.
Okay, so you have people that specialize local, people that specialize in exactly. International
foreclosure, short sales, condominium, single family, anything.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, Vivian, what is it that you've been focusing on most recently? And maybe you can tell me about your latest deal.
Oh, my latest deals. I have my Brazilian clients. Again, as I just mentioned, they're looking in Pinecrest, you know, 4 or 5 bedroom home, around $2 million. And They were holding off until the Real got a little bit better. So the situation in Brazil, now we're starting to see Brazilians coming back. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Oh, well, they didn't want to stay and watch the Olympics. What's going on with that? So let's see. We still got a little more time in this particular segment. What is it that you would tell to an international investor when they're looking in Miami? How were you selling Miami when you were at the International Realtor Show in Europe?
Well, first of all, Miami, there's no city. There's no global city like Miami in the world. I mean, we have it all here. So I can't think of a better place to invest and to buy real estate than Miami.
And what would you say as far as if you were taking somebody into looking around town, where would you say they would most want to look today? Condos on Brickell. We talked about some houses. Would any of them look in Doral?
Well, this is where I'm like you, Jim, because I like to help people. So first of all, my job is that I have to find out exactly what lifestyle are they looking for. Miami has every kind of lifestyle to offer, as you know. So first I establish what they're looking for, and then I take them around on a tour and show them the different areas of Miami, and then little by little we narrow down where they want to live, and then it's very easy.
Now, are they focused mostly on schools, or I guess are they international people that don't have their family with me? Francisco, why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I think when the students are coming, you know, if there's somebody's moving from China and he's going to go to UM, they have to pay for tuition. They have the money. And typically, like I said, that's an investment that their parents are doing, and they want to be sure that they are not only educating their kids, but they're making a deal. You know, these are smarter people that are moving forward into the U.S. And Miami's not seen anymore like the mafia, or you know, it's there. It's being seen like the water, the sea, the fun, the cultural, the sports. We have everything. Miami has everything from nothing to luxury.
See, what I always say about people that are coming to South Florida to live and to move as an international buyer, what I've always found is that they probably come for, I'd say, three things. They come for safety. They come to, we'll just say, protect their dollars, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Investment.
And then the other thing they like to do is commercial real estate. I think they all like to play in that zone. Now, you guys have a diversified staff, and you can help them with commercial too, can't you?
Actually, yes, we can. We are specialized in residential, but Coldwell Banker is one of the few companies or brands, recognized brand worldwide, that we have our Coldwell Banker commercial. So I think it's like being a doctor. You have to refer for a surgeon to a specialist, internist, or, you know, every kind. So in real estate, what we do, we partner. We directly do not sell the commercial side because we're on the residential side.
Right.
But we partner with one of the commercial guys. And, you know, that's always something that comes along.
Now, I know if you had something you wanted to add, Vivian.
Yes, well, what you're saying is I do have residential customers that are now venturing into the commercial, and I am partnering up with commercial real estate brokers to fulfill that need.
So that's really great. And if you have a non-resident foreign alien and they need some financing, you can call me, because that's what we do. We love to do the financing for the non-resident foreign aliens. We'll do condos, Venezuelans, Brazilians, Colombians, even Americans occasionally, right? We'll even finance. Now we had Richard Kalin came in. Richard joined us. Hey, Richard, welcome.
Thank you.
Richard's going to be talking a little bit later about international investing from a tax standpoint and other things. He's a big tax expert here in town, and I can't wait to talk to you, Rich. Sorry, we're talking on the residential part here right now with the realtors. Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment? All right, well, we've got one more minute. If Francisco, if you were going to, you know, talk directly to one of the international buyers, what would you tell them about investing in Miami? Where are we in the cycle? Do they really care? How do they approach that part of the deal?
Well, I think, first of all, I said it's Miami is the place to be. For any of the investors that are coming to Miami, I just tell them simply, well, you need to get structure. So you need to see an accountant. You need to see an immigration attorney. You need to see the financing guy. And then you need to see us, and we get you what you want.
Well, the way I look at it is you're the pivot point, the touchstone for the person as they come to town, and then they always do have a professional. And that's one of the reasons you actually hit on one of the things that I was saying when I was getting into the residential mortgage business, the people coming to town, their child is in Babson. Mm-hmm. You know, their attorney went to Harvard. They work at Greenberg or Ackerman. They got a great CPA like Richard over here. That's why we're putting Richard on today too. And then they run into the mortgage broker. And that's why I try to be is more of the professional mortgage broker guy, because I was hearing that the mortgages were sort of a problem point for people making deals. And why don't we take a break now? Then we're going to talk a little more about making deals, making business, the kind of structures you see. People are all cash. We got some myth busting we're going to do after this. And so information you can use today to make your life better right now. Back after this. Wanda, take it away.